Module 11, Create Educational Opportunities. Growth, development, and learning must be continuous and incorporated at all stages of a person's career, regardless of gender. A key step in developing women into leaders is creating and encouraging educational opportunities. Much like creating networking and training opportunities, there are a number of things you can do to create and encourage educational opportunities that will benefit your female employees specifically and grow them into the next generation of women leaders. Encourage the learning of leadership skills. Leadership is not a fixed quality of a person, but a set of skills that can be learned. Encourage women to learn leadership skills throughout their careers. This can be done through formal training and workshops, whether they are about leadership skills generally or geared toward women specifically. Women also learn leadership by leading. Give your women employees chances to practice leadership skills by letting them take on leadership roles, low-stakes roles at first, such as leading meetings, with steady growth into more responsibility. If there are external workshops or courses on leadership skills that would be valuable, encourage women to take them. The organization should subsidize this if possible. When working one-on-one with women employees, encourage them to read widely about leadership and to take on leadership roles in professional organizations and other settings where they can practice leadership skills. Internal programs and trainings. Develop and offer an array of internal programs and trainings on leadership skills and other valuable skills. These may be directed specifically at women or may be directed at employees more generally, regardless of gender. In developing these trainings and workshops, consider how to encourage employees, especially women, to attend them. You may make them mandatory or make them highly suggested as part of development plans. The advantage to internal trainings is that they can be conducted within the organization's training budget, and logistically, they are more accessible than off-site trainings. Your women's networking groups are a valuable resource here, as they can tell you what women want and need to see offered and may offer up experts who can facilitate. Outside training and workshops. Do not negate outside training and workshops when creating plans for developing women leaders. Take advantage of external trainings geared specifically at women or which teach important leadership skills which can benefit employees of all genders. Encourage women to seek these out and make them aware of potentially valuable courses. These may be offered by for-profit companies, universities and colleges, or professional organizations. Annual conferences of professional organizations offer another valuable venue for training and skills development. When creating development plans with female employees, include such trainings and workshops as options. When possible, the organization should subsidize such trainings. Encourage training at every stage of the career. Like mentoring and other development, training and education should be part of every career stage. While the focus of leadership training is often on those who are currently in or moving into leadership roles, the development of a leader begins long before this. Encourage your women employees to seek out training at every stage. When creating development plans, work with employees to find training and workshops which will foster their goals and ambitions. This should include a mix of internal and external trainings, and trainings directed specifically at women as well as more general leadership trainings. Incorporating education and training at every stage of the career communicates that the organization invests in women and that there is potential for advancement. Case study. Dorinda had been at TechCorp for a year already, and it was time for her annual review. She sat down with Suzette, her mentor, and her manager, Clive. Clive asked about Dorinda's goals for the next year. "I'd really like to move into a managerial position," she said, "but I feel like I need to learn more about managing people." Clive told Dorinda that there was an excellent 2-week course she could take on the basics of managing people, and that TechCorp would pay the registration fee if she wished to take it. She would take it through the local college's business school. He also recommended 2 books that had helped him in his early managerial career. Dorinda was excited to begin growing her skills so that she could work towards her goals.